Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley took to the Senate floor today to argue that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, gives law enforcement and the intelligence services a valuable tool to keep the public safe.
Section 702 is an essential national security tool. That law is responsible for over 60% of the intelligence in the president's daily brief. Section 702 enables our intelligence and law enforcement community to thwart attacks before they occur.
Critics say FISA's Section 702 gives the government far too much leeway to monitor Americans' communications, and because it doesn't require a warrant, could be a violation of the Fourth Amendment's protections against unlawful searches and seizures. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin argued against it on the Senate floor.
This authority is also used for warrantless spying on innocent Americans. Americans' private email, phone calls, and text messages with friends, family, colleagues, business, and any number of other contacts around the world are swept up under Section 702. The government then searches these private communications, protected by the Fourth Amendment, I might add, without a warrant or other court order.
The Trump administration has mounted a pressure campaign that included a trip to the White House and direct involvement from CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan chairs the House Judiciary Committee. He told the House Rules Committee that Section 702's reauthorization is not permanent and comes at a crucial time for the country.
We're talking months, not years. We're not talking a 10-year reauthorization. We're not talking a 5-year reauthorization. We're talking 18 months after 56 reforms that have definitely worked while we're facing the threats that we face and while we're involved in the military conflicts that we're involved with. Again, I would urge a yes vote.
However, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin told the same committee that he doesn't trust the Trump administration to run the program above board.
The clean extension is a dirty deal. The bill before us today leaves the Trump administration in charge of policing its own abuses of this sweeping authority. That is going to be unacceptable to the American people who understand how our privacy rights and civil liberties are being trampled every day. FISA needs independent guardrails, and my colleagues on the Intelligence Committee acknowledge as much.
Some lawmakers have proposed changes to Section 702 to add extra protections for Americans. Jim Himes, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, announced a proposal Tuesday that would require the Justice Department to seek a court order before the FBI could assess search results involving Americans' communications. KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.